All right, so Amazon has a ton of opportunities for FBA. And of course, with Fulfillment by Amazon, they fill every single order for you. And there is a lot of pluses to scaling a business extremely fast on Amazon. And I should know because I have been on Amazon for over 8 years now. And we tap into FBA with about 45 different one of our products, and they are great sellers. But the thing of it is that why Amazon FBA is bad. Yes, unfortunately, there are some downsides to FBA, and there's some downsides to selling on Amazon. And if you've been on Amazon as long as I have, or you've been on even longer than that, you experience many ups and downs. Now, I'm gonna go through five specific reasons why I say Amazon FBA is bad, and some things you might wanna think about if you're contemplating scaling your business with their service, okay? So I am Damian Roberti. Welcome to Marketing Food Online's podcast. We are all about food entrepreneurship and e-commerce, and we bring those two together because that is what I have supported my family with for the past 12 years. I know a lot about the e-commerce space and more specifically about food and selling it online. But this is going to cover pretty much any vast variety of products, not necessarily just onto food itself. I could sit here and do about 700 different videos on just FBA and food products and the problems and the good things and the bad things that come along with it. So the big thing, number five, is free shipping. Well, guess what? When you ship a product to Amazon and you utilize their FBA services, Amazon Prime customers will get free shipping, but it's not free to you. As the seller, that is something that you will come up with on your end, and you will have to take that and eat it on your profit or your margin on your back end once the transaction is completed. So this is a good thing because Amazon Prime customers, obviously, you're going to attract a heck of a lot more consumers and customers to your products. But the drawback is free shipping is not free when it comes to you footing the bill for it. So keep that in mind and understand you have to definitely use the FBA calculator that is online. You need to understand what those fees are prior to you actually doing this, and you want to make sure that you're aware of it because if you don't calculate that into your bottom line, well, your bottom line will begin to shrink dramatically. So number five is the free shipping myth, if you will. Number four, unbranded orders. Yes, so you're selling on Amazon FBA and it's doing very well. A lot of companies, though, really take pride in the experience from everything the customer orders, the interaction online, and then when they get the product and they have a branded box or they have a branded experience that they truly want the customer to remember their company by. That's another drawback, and one of the reasons why Amazon FBA is bad because everything is shipped in an Amazon box. And it's really all about Amazon and Amazon's brand. And their boxes are the brand that they see when they buy your product. So the unbranded box, which actually contributes to the entire experience of your brand and your product, is something that is a drawback, unfortunately, why Amazon FBA is bad. It would be awesome if you could actually have branded boxes that your specific product can be put into, but could you fathom or even calculate how many businesses use Amazon and how many boxes they would have to keep on hand? And well, you get the idea. It would become extremely confusing in the warehouse, and the logistics would be a nightmare, not as it's not already a nightmare as it is. But anyways, number three, inventory counts. Now, this is actually something that I'm glad I put into the list because I personally have experienced this. And let me tell you, it is a pain in the tush, to put it mildly, to use a nice word here on our channel. It is a pain in the, you know what, the tush, because the inventory counts are off. Here's how this works. The scenario was this. This was actually back in last year around September, in the middle of what's going on in 2020. We had shipped out a whole bunch of products. And of course, you have to calculate, and you got it when you send in an FBA shipment and you utilize the shipping service. Normally, it's UPS for us. You have to designate the weight of the box, the quantity that they're going to receive. So when the warehouse gets it, they're going to know how much you're actually going to get, right? So we put the quantity on there, we sent the boxes out, and they began to transfer inventory from one warehouse to another. And in the transferring of that, because of how big the logistics is, the warehousing at Amazon is, there was numerous products that were actually added to our inventory where we didn't send it in. What do I mean by that? Well, we had actually sent like 48 units. They said there was like about 86 units. It was almost double or whatever it was, double of what that was. And I looked at my wife and we kind of looked at each other and we're like, how did they get so many new products? We only sent 48 of them. We had to call them. We had to submit a ticket so they can go in and physically hand count it. It was a long, drawn out process. the inventory counts will be off. I don't know of any vendor or seller on Amazon who's used FBA has ever not experienced this maybe once or twice. But we experienced it, and it just becomes this headache because you got to go back and forth, and you've got to find out why the inventory is incorrect and it has to be recounted and calculated. Why? Here's why that's a problem. Because if you send in 48 physical products, right? They put in more than that. Well, you sell out of your actual physical products, but the system says there's more. So customers will buy a product that doesn't even exist, and it becomes this huge headache for the buyer and then for Amazon, and then they have to contact us and say, well, why did you send in so many units? Because we have, if you don't catch it and bring it to their attention, it becomes this snowball effect. So another reason why Amazon FBA is bad, and hopefully they get that resolved with more accurate inventory counts. Number two, lost in Amazon shipping chain is something that is unbelievable as well. So yes, as a behemoth as big as the monster that Amazon's logistics is, items get lost in their inventory all the time. That poses a big problem for you. You're going to lose the money for the sale of the product. The inventory is going to be off. And if it's incorrect, then you got to correct it and bring it to their attention. Getting products lost within that whole shipping cycle and the whole system within inside of the warehouse is a huge problem. And that is something that has gone on dramatically over the last year because of 2020 and all the crazy stuff that went on. A lot of employees were not showing up for work, so boxes just piled up. So the whole logistics supply chain, everything was just a mess. It was a disaster. So getting products lost in Amazon, that's another thing that's a big pain in the you know what. Number one, this is probably the reason why I put this at number one. This is the most problematic, if you want to say, process for the whole thing. When you ship a product from your facility to Amazon FBA, it has to be received, checked in, and then put into the system. But you have to understand something. They're receiving literally thousands upon thousands of cartons and boxes through the FBA program, not including the other stuff, or shipping out. They're receiving so many products. It's a delay in the receiving of your product and inventorying. That's the number one problem. There's a delay in them receiving it, properly receiving it, scanning it in, getting the counts correct, and then getting it into the system. And then once they receive it, it takes a few days after that for it to go live. So here's the problem, why that's a problem. So I sell, let's say, chocolate chip cookies. And let's just say that I shipped out 40 units of chocolate chip cookies and I put them into their warehouse. They're going to take days, number one, just to receive it from UPS, okay? And then from there, they're going to put it and scan it, put it in their system, and then it has to go live. But then from that, it could be up to a week or even 2 weeks. It could be between days and weeks before the product is eligible to be available to buy from your customers. That gap in time, you lose sales. Nobody's buying a product because your inventory is still at zero until it's fully, completely checked in and received and put into their system and then made available to buy. So during that lag time, this is why when you run an FBA business and you see your inventory starting to creep down, you need to be on top of it. You need to be aware of that, and you need to ship out more product before it goes zero so you have a constant flow of products and inventory. This is something that I learned the hard way because when we first started FBA, you know, I was still learning. But understand that there is a gap in time from your shipping to receiving, from the receiving to making it active and available, all of that goes on. And hopefully the inventory counts are right. Hopefully they're not losing the product and everything else. So FBA has a lot of benefits, but let's just be honest. Every single coin has two sides to it. There's a plus and a minus. There's a good and a bad, a pro and a con. And this is why Amazon FBA is bad, for those five reasons. Now, I'm sure there's a few other reasons that people are like, wait a minute, David, I can give you 10 other reasons. And if you do, let us know in the comments down below. If you've got other experiences with this, let us know what your experience was. But these five are definitely something to think about. So thank you guys for watching. If you have questions about Amazon FBA, just outside of this list of, you know, pros and cons, let us know down below. We'll get to it as soon as we can. Of course, as always, check out our podcast down in the descriptions. We are on, I think, 11 or 12 platforms, and we have a lot more information on there. And if you're new to Marketing Food Online, hit that subscribe button, definitely, because you need to check out a lot of our videos. We have almost 1,000 videos, I think, now, right? So yeah, something around 1,000. So I'll see you guys on our next video.